The National Identification Authority is asking people who encounter problems with their identification cards to contact the NIA officers to have them resolved. Speaking to Radio Ghana on reports of improper documentation of some ID cards, the Public Relations Officer, Madame Agbesa Zagle, said the NIA is concerned about the anomalies associated with the ID cards. She however blamed some beneficiaries for the anomalies.
The National Identification System is a very important program for this country that has the benefits of transforming this country, and I think that all of us have a duty to support this system. We started this work since 2008. We had intended to complete the mass registration by our schedule March 2009, but unfortunately we did not receive the necessary funding the way we wanted. We've been supported, but our funding is huge, and so government has put this on the consolidated fund. So we compete with all the other social services. So as and when money is given to us, we conduct an exercise. We have equipment that have been standing since 2007, have been using since 2008 to do mass registration. We know that it is frustrating on the person to come to the registration center, for instance, and they said a problem with the machine. It's frustrating, but you should look at it from the perspective of the institution as well. We have technicians. They are going around. They will fix those problems. So we don't magnify them as if these people are not on top of the work they're doing. We have done registration. We indicated that there might be mistakes on the slip that is given to you. So check your name at the center to be sure that your personal information is correct before you leave. At that point, you just donate another fingerprint and then your data comes up. The officer can correct that information for you. People did not take advantage of it. They went home, kept the receipt. We have printed the cards and brought them out. Even in addition to that, when we were ready to do card printing, we came out again in the public and say, check your slip. If you have any mistakes, let us know. Then we can correct this information for you. Very few people did. And so we did not see the magnitude of the problem. And so we printed the card as they were, because there's no way we can tell that you have a mistake in your personal information. And there's no way also we can go into the system and get your personal information and correct it, because it can only come up with the donation of your live fingerprint. It is so configured to protect the personal information from abuse. So the authority has no such opportunity to just go on our own and correct any personal information. Now the cards are printed, and we anticipated that people may come with this problem. So we said, if you have such a problem, provide your contact information and then we will reach you at a later date and give you the opportunity to correct this information.
Madame Jagle also asked the public to support the authority by reporting anyone who attempts to bribe NIA officials to the police.
The problem has been created. People do not take advantage. The cards are printed. It's now a document you are holding. If you have a problem with it, all you have to do is come back to us, give us the information, and then we will go the extra mile. It is going to be at our own expense to now help you to correct a mistake that you should have corrected earlier. Some of our officers might have typed the wrong information, but you had the opportunity to get this information corrected before your ID card was printed. People cannot say they haven't heard. We have said it so many times, and you yourself have the responsibility to ensure that information that's taken on you is correct. If you don't do it, you have a responsibility as well. So we share it. Now, those persons whose data were rejected, we have provided a list as centers for people to check and know that your data was rejected for some reason, so you need to re-register, and we'll provide you that information at a later date. You need a correct ID card to be able to use it. If not, you cannot use the national ID card. So as unfortunate and as difficult as it might appear to everybody, we sympathize with them, we share their concern. Yes, we will provide them their opportunity to re-register. It's a small percentage of the population that we have registered.
Public Relations Officer of the National Identification Authority, Bertha Jegble.